about Kyle's growth?
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, thank you, John Sally. Appreciate it. Spider!
John Sally. That is fun. You got Evan, boy.
What's up, baby? Nothing. I'm just looking over some text during the break. I found one that I think's interesting from the 707.
We'll see.
He says, or she says, because I guess they're addressing it to me, because I said this roster's loaded. Steiny, if this roster is loaded, then why are you guys asking the question, can Brock Purdy do it without Debo and Christian McCaffrey? If it's that quote-unquote loaded, then these next few games should be no problem for the Niners and Brock Purdy.
Okay, then what happened to that, to the texter? What happened to Minnie? What happened to Minneapolis?
Maybe they just ran into a better football team on that day.
Do you believe that? Oh, on that day, yeah, because it happens.
Well, I think the Vikings are better than people think.
And there was no Hufanga, and there was no Greenlaw. Like, we keep talking, and I get it, rightfully so, you know, the offensive side of the ball. But, Steiny, the defense, maybe that's why teams are, what did I give you, 13 of 22 on third down. Those are money downs. And I know it's early, but what if Stafford, you know, who's no slouch, whoever he's going to be throwing the ball to, you give him time. I mean, man, we've seen them ball control with the best of them.
I mean, are we missing the boat here? Is the bigger issue the 49er defense right now than the 49er offense?
See, that's awesome, and I think we know more after this one. That would be three games. But the Niners pitched kind of a shutout against Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, or was that a 40-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles and – they're still trying to find themselves, but they still dominated them.
Yeah. 707, I don't think the whole story on whether or not Brock Purdy is a good quarterback or should get the big contract is written. I do think they're going to keep some weapons to make it easier on him to win and put that in his lap instead of just throwing $60 million at him. Can you get him maybe to take 45? Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, depending on the kind of year he has.
Like if you told me, Goo, come to the counter and bet, and I know this is not today's show, but Steiny, I'm 99.7%. This is their quarterback for years to come. Just because, and to Scott's point that hit you, Steiny, you just don't walk away from a good thing that's working.
Well, it's working now, but if the season goes sideways, that would throw a monster monkey wrench, I think, into the equation.
Yeah.
And we came into this season Super Bowl or bust, and now they're a little banged up, and injuries are a big part of football. And if they start out, you know, 2-3, then they're looking uphill at the number one seed, and I don't know.
Do you have a problem with me calling Brock Purdy? Evan kind of put it out there on Twitter, and I'm getting some pushback, but it's fine because I didn't say anything, you know, crazy. But, you know, through eight quarters, if you look at Brock Purdy and I called him average, would you have a problem with that assessment?
I thought he was pretty good in game one. And then last week he was not as good.
Right. A and a F is a C.
I wouldn't give him an F for Sunday's game.
Yeah.
I'd give him probably a C. I don't know. What did I give him the other day?
So C plus?
C-. Yeah. Something like that. But, I mean, we'll see.
Does add in. I'm excited. I'm always excited, but this is different.
Yeah, I agree. I'm more excited
and
for this
IU,
game.
We ate it. And Bosa, while we're talking, nobody mentioned in Bosa. We're taking a few calls this week. Steiny, people want to see Bosa get that money, man. And a sack is not suffice. We're talking about being disruptive. You're not being disruptive as a defense. If a team is, and we said they dominated defensively the Jets. Oh, by the way, Steiny, the Jets were 6-10 on third down. But my point is, let's see the pressures. Let's see the Charles Haley and the Alden Smith and Justin Smith just wreak havoc to where the quarterback's shaking in his boots. Sam Darnold looked like the G a Sunday. OG.
He did. What's the I know it's only been two games, but what's the player? Obviously, Fred Warner's probably having the best year of any 49er player. That's easy to see over
but
the
I
first
got your
two
answer.
Games. But who who's been the most disappointing 49er that's played?
Oh, boy, I wasn't even going there. Wow. All right, he's my guy. I got to do it.
Mm.
I thought Trent Williams did his job Monday night. It's Brandon Ayuk. Should have caught that touchdown. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, but you're not living up to the contract. But forget the contract. You're just not a difference maker through eight quarters.
Not at all.
And what I'm fearful about, you tell me if I'm off my rocker here, shout out John Steiny, we saw and heard from Bosa as he went through it that he wasn't the same. We saw and heard from Debo, he wasn't the same in the holdout year. So I'm just, what makes you so sure, Matt Steinmetz, that Brandon Ayuk will be able to slay that beast of I didn't show up?
Because he's a receiver.
Wow, because he's a receiver. Well, Debo was he was different.
Man, I think a receiver's got way more of a chance to go the whole season and just get better as the season goes along.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just letting them know the Jackals are out for him.
You know, it's look, and again, it's only two games. However, just go down the list. I mean, Purdy's can play better. Trent Williams can play better. Bosa, they can all play better. I wouldn't say
Banks, Brindle, all of them.
Outside of Fred Warner, who's played two great games?
J.P. Mason.
For the 49ers.
J.P.
Okay.
Mason.
There's 22 guys. How many of those guys have played great in both games? Probably not too many. Mm. Let's go to Tony. Tony's in the city. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
Hey, dudes, I think you're being too harsh on Brock. You look at his quarterback rating. He played a pretty damn good game. I think he wasn't getting enough protection from Trent. You know, things have changed in terms of who he can throw the ball to, and the play calling sucked, you know?
What? No, go ahead.
I have a question for you guys, though. This question's only it bugs me all the time. If we tend to win games when we run the ball a certain amount of times, why don't we just do that every game?
That's a Kyle question, and I think it's why they lost one of the Super Bowls. I don't have that answer.
Coaches do that. Why do coaches do that? I'm not a coach, so I don't know. Why don't they do that if they know it works?
Some of the great ones do. Bill Walsh would call something, Steiny, and if it was working, he was calling it eight more times. That's the Bill Walsh I know. Well, he didn't let you off the hook.
I mean, it's kind of easy to say that, but the reality is these guys who are consider themselves great play callers, I mean, basically what they want to do is they want to trick the defense into thinking they're going to pass, and then they run on those plays, and then they think they put the seed of a run in their head, and then they want to pass. I mean, that's, to me, the name of the game in football. And sometimes, you know, I'll ask 49er fans this. Why did Kyle Shanahan throw 7 of the first 8 possessions against the Minnesota Vikings? They threw it 36 times. They lost the game.
And they weren't successful in those throws, too, to start the game. But I will say this, Donnie, to that point, do you think Brian Flores and his reputation of stacking the box, bringing 8-9, do you think that made Kyle say, I don't want to run into that? So did Flores kind of win it before it started in regard to the scripted plays?
Well, when you script plays, do you know what kind of defense they're going to play?
Well, I would assume Brian has a system, and they saw the same system that he used last year where he had 8 guys in the box.
See, I actually would kind of think the opposite there, that
you would run it?
No, that whatever Flores did last year, he probably thought, well, Kyle's going to prepare for that, so I'm actually going to come out and do something a little different this time.
See, that's funny. I would know who I would think. Here I am, Steiny, going mad. And if you got a reputation for blitzing, I'm going to feel like that's going to always be that way across. I'm geared up for that. You know, Buddy Ryan, 4-6 defense, you knew what was coming. Now, you didn't know when, but you know what I'm saying, Steiny? So I don't know why he came out and threw.
I don't know either.
JP averaged 5 yards a pop for the whole day. Not saying they would have won, but when it's all said and done and you lose handily, I don't think it's egregious to say, why didn't Steiny get the ball more than 20 totes?
Let's go to 49er Dave. 49er Dave is in Concord. Hey, 49er Dave, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Good afternoon, guys. I want to talk about the Rams for a minute.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, Rams are 0-2. They lose. They are 0-3. Their backs are against the wall. They're playing the Rams. Donald and Ramsey are long gone. Pacua and Kupp are out. They have the worst defense in terms of yards allowed and the second worst in terms of points. I don't know what all that means. I want you to tell me what it means. I'm out. Thanks, guys.
It means the 49ers should win the game because they're, well, healthier than the Rams, and most people think they're better than the Rams.
Well, we haven't talked about the rival component to this. McVay is up there in the category of calling offense and calling plays, and he knows what time it is. He knows there's no Greenlaw. Hufanga's coming back, so he'll maybe get tested. But, Stani, I do wonder, are people out here, Niner fans, are we just writing off a bad offensive showing due to Brian Flores, or is that something moving forward when you expect, to the caller's point, to take advantage of a down defense? What if you're not at your best? Can you do that? And if you can, how often?
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. I'm more interested in you calling the Rams a rival.
Well,
are they?
Oh, McVay and...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It starts with McVay and Kyle. But when you talk about regular season ownage, the Niners have owned the Rams, but yet the Rams, who have a Super Bowl victory, beat the Niners in the NFC Championship in L.A. to go in Levi's South. So I love, like, I wouldn't pick another coach outside of Andy Reid offensively to try to carve up this Niner defense than McVay. So, yeah, he's got less weapons, but he can get creative. And the rat on the table, well, real quick, Stani, is so is Kyle without Debo and without C-Mac.
No, you're right. You're right. Scott and Hayward, what's up, Scott? How you doing?
I did it.
Happy Thursday to you. Beautiful day. I got to say, if you're worried about these toothless lambs without Cooper Kupp, without Puka Nacua, they traded Ernest Jones, their green dot linebacker, for an old sock that a prisoner used to make prison wine in. I don't know what they were thinking. I think they got a 6th or 7th round pick for their best linebacker. This team's best wide receiver right now is DeMarcus Robinson. If they come out and beat the 49ers, there's no excuse for this team. I'm not worried about this game at all. Niners should absolutely dominate on both sides of the ball. If they don't, it's a big, big, big problem for the whole year because this team's got nothing. The Rams are just decimated. 60% of their offensive line is on the IR right now. 60%. Their starting center, their guard, their tackle, they don't have them.
Their tight end.
Their starting tight end. If they can't get pressure on Stafford, who's basically a statue, oof, take some of that money back from Bosa because, my God, they should dominate this team. Bet the house on the 49ers.
Liquidate all assets.
What's the line of the game?
7 right now, Stani. San Francisco -7. You saw the boss said the mattress bet. Liquidate all assets. Last week was Minnesota, the Niners at Mini.
Yeah.
But the Rams, Stani, you can't. You got too many holes.
It's a team they should beat, I guess. They're probably...
Because Arizona put their foot in you-know-what with the Rams, right? They did a lot of damage early.
The I mean, 49er fans, are the Rams still like a rival? And where do they rank if you're talking about the Chiefs and what, maybe the Eagles? Are the Cowboys still? Is it Seattle still?
Yeah. I'm going to say it's quiet on the set in the NFC West, but I do feel like the Rams, when healthy, Steiny can give them a run for their money. But I'm going to go with what you just said, your neck of the woods, Philly. And then Dallas is always just a natural rival, but Dallas hadn't beat them. They own Dallas.
I'm looking at my board here, Goo, and I see something from DeSean Jackson. And I haven't heard it yet, but it's on who the best coach in the NFL is. And I got to believe it's outside of Andy Reid. But let's see. All right. Let's see how he answers this.
Andy's not on the board. You can't pick Andy. Who's the best coach in the NFL?
Right now, present, or just all time?
Present.
Ooh, best coach right now in the NFL. I'm gonna go Sean McVay.
That's
I thought he was about to say Kyle, but you believe that?
I believe it's the safe thing to say because Kyle Shanahan doesn't have a Super Bowl and Sean McVay does. And if you pick Sean McVay, then you have stuff to back. You have actual Super Bowl to back it up. If you say Kyle Shanahan, people will say, but he didn't win a Super Bowl. So maybe he's just going on resume.
All right, let your partner take a crack at it.
Okay.
And you've said this. The Lakers, they don't believe in building anything. They go spend, and then they do, wash, rinse, repeat. They do it again. That's how the Rams got their Super Bowl. So am I off base saying McVay hadn't built anything, but when they were healthy, they made the moves, tricked off all, sold all the draft picks, it worked, and they cashed in. Could I make a case or somebody make a case Kyle's built something that's gone to four NFC straight NFC championship games and two Super Bowls? And I'm not saying that supersedes the one Super Bowl victory because that's what I would take. But when the smoke settles and the dust clears, Donnie, could I say Kyle's built something more than McVay?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at McVay's record, and he's coached 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Been to two Super Bowls, too.
I mean, look, Kyle's coached 7 years. McVay's coached 7 years. How many times has each team been to the playoffs? Both teams have been to the playoffs 5 times. So over the same amount of time, they've had essentially the same amount of success. And
2 Super Bowl appearances, but yet Rams won one of them.
Exactly. So I think, you know, I don't know if, I mean, the Rams have built something.
Well, yeah.
11-5, 13-3, 9-7, 10-6, 12-5. And then they had a bad year in 2022. I mean, last year I'd have to give them credit because they got into the postseason. And I think a lot of people expected them to fall back a little bit.
That is crazy, 2 Super Bowl appearances. But one has won one. McVay got his.
Yeah.
Knocking off Kyle.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 9-5, but McVay made that, the Super Bowl team. He made the trade. I think he's saying he, orchestrated the trade for Stafford.
Right. And it worked.
It worked.
Even if they don't get back.
Yeah. 341 says Kyle's done an excellent job against McVay, especially when the Rams are riddled with injuries.
But not in the NFC Championship game to go to the Super Bowl.
Nope.
Had a 10-point lead.
Yep.
You don't like when I say that.
Well,
I don't make it up.
It's a crutch. No, I know.
It's a factoid.
Yeah, it's a crutch. And a factoid. Mel Kiper. People were pissed at
Mel
him
Kiper
morning.
Jr. All right, I'm going to throw something
Nobody's
at you.
Nobody's ever heard of Mel Kiper Sr. Who is Mel Kiper Sr.?
But see, why would you disrespect somebody's pop? That's I'm what not. It's about. It's not about was your dad anything.
If I don't,
he's a senior.
If I don't put
named
the junior,
junior.
Yeah, and if I forget to put the junior on, I'm not calling him by the wrong name. I'm not calling somebody junior.
That is, wow.
I mean, anybody could put that
all
on.
Right, let me just do this before I know we're up against it. Bonte and Shasky went 15 rounds on. Can you tell the story of football without Mel Kiper Jr.?
Yeah. The question is the story is good?
He was the internet before the internet. He was the draft dude, Steiny.
I mean, can you tell the story of basketball without Dick Vitale?
I wish you would have, well, no.
Okay.
Well, depending on how long your story is.
Okay, well then I think Kuiper's kind of in that same bracket.
But he started the game of analysis publicly.
Who said what?
Oh, Shasky was saying he definitely a Hall of Famer. Spadoni did too. Bonte was like, oh, he said, in no world is Mel Kiper Jr. a Hall of Famer. It was entertaining. I mean, and I thought to myself, Mel's a big boy. I mean, he's been wrong, but.
No, Mel's.
With the Eddie Munster haircut.
Yeah. Are there other media guys in the Hall of Fame in the NFL? I know there are in the NBA. Let me see here, media.
But see, now you're going to look at the names and then slot them.
Exactly.
But I feel like that lessens the impact of the name Mel Kiper Jr., who was a draft aficionado. He was the only one up there before was 30 of them.
Hey, we do have a new class. Oh, man, I had it up on my thing.
Oh, yeah, Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I'll do some all research right on the.
Do you have a problem with a majority of the list?
No, because they're just nominees.
Okay, gotcha.
But when Delanie Walker is a Hall of Fame nominee,
well, he ain't. I like him.
Then clearly, a lot of people get nominated. Hey, by the way, when we had Scott McLuhan on, I brought up. Did you know what I was talking about? The Walter Payton video with Bill Belichick.
No.
So back in the day, they used to have a college all-star game, and. Peyton went to Jackson State?
Yes, sir.
So Peyton goes to Jackson State, and they played an exhibition game, college all-stars, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And Belichick had that tape. And he
not tackle, Steiny.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a real game.
Okay.
And it was just fascinating watching Bill Belichick play tape of Walter Payton out of college, but playing against the pros, and essentially showing three runs where he said that, and that
I gotta find
is why this guy is going to be a great running
sweetness.
Back.
Sweetness. Where can I find that?
I would say Google Belichick college.
That would never happen now, Stoney. The laws wouldn't allow it. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's good God, what we used to allow.
I know, but you just see them. You see these guys in college uniforms, and they're playing against like Jack Lambert.
Wow.
And the
Ham.
Yeah, and the Steel Curtain.
Name Joe Green.
Couple things. Number one, all you need to do is play 5 years in the NFL and have a postseason accolade to be qualified for the Hall of Fame. So that is why Delanie Walker's on the ballot. Second, this is just from 49ers practice. George Kittle is not practicing today, experiencing tightness in his hamstring. And also Charvarius Ward with a hamstring and knee is also not practicing for the 49ers.
Go ahead, Goo.
No, thanks, Evan. I'm so done with, oh, that's nothing. They'll be out there once the kickoff. The one thing I've learned, Stoney, you don't know until you know, but damn. Like, there's no way in any world George Kittle's not, 85's not ready to go.
I have no idea.
But the Rams ain't going to feel sorry for you. Because they got a litany of injuries.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. So Charvarius Ward and George Kittle did not practice today, or are not at practice today, for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, wow. Austin came down my road.
Okay, we can talk about that on the other side. If you haven't heard, 49ers, Rams, 125, SoFi Stadium, no Debo.
Yeah.
No Christian McCaffrey, and today, George Kittle and Charvarius Ward did not practice.
I got to ask you this, Donnie. You know where you're watching Sunday.
That's actually a good question.
No, it is. That's because we got some games on the docket,
well,
baby.
Well, I'm going to be solo, and I'm not playing golf, so that sounds to me like I'm a free agent.
Throw something at the house. I'll come through.
Problem is, Susan's coming home the next day, and I don't want to have a mess. I don't want to have a mess.
That's when you don't want
to
do it.
I don't want to have a mess to clean up.
I got you.
888-957-9570 is the number. Austin's apparently coming down Guru's Road on the other side. And are you looking at Sunday's game with more interest because the 49ers are going to play with a little less. 888-957-9570.
Now back to Steiny and Guru. Take it away, Steiny.
Hey, you reminded me. We got Warriors coming up. When? What?
The 30th. We'll be out there at Media Day at Chase Center.
September 30th.
Yes.
We'll be at Media Day.
And this morning, I get in the caddy in traffic, of course.
Yeah.
And I randomly send off a text. I'm good in the morning to send a random text. Guess who it went to?
Bob Myers.
Raymond Ritter saying, new season is upon us. And he texts back, yeah, Steiny, we're going to, man.
What'd he say?
Banner number 8.
Where's up 7 banners?
I read banner number 8.
I guess Philly's get.
Well, they count that. Yeah, Philly counts.
So they've got 4.
See,
and they got the one in 75.
This is when I talk too much because now I know I need readers.
He must be.
Yeah, banner number 8. Here we go.
What's the one I'm forgetting? I guess they're. I thought it was the
first one with Barry. Here.
Then they got 4 with Steph. That's 5. And I think they're including the Philadelphia Warriors, that team that was great.
Yeah.
But where's the 7th one is what I'm wondering.
We'll see.
You sure he doesn't think he's still working for the Lakers?
That's what they got more than
Although 8. They're up to about, 17 or 18? Okay, go ahead. Austin is...
Oh, no, he was just having some fun. He said, I believe, Guru, this is bad radio when you talk about other hosts. Those are our brothers, Austin. Those are my guys. I thought it was good conversation.
If you're just joining us, you already know that McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel are out for Sunday and beyond. What we found out today is George Kittle and Charvarius Ward, neither of them practiced today.
Wow.
Evan Kittle has a calf?
Hammy.
Hamstring, and what's Ward's?
Think it was,
hamstring and knee.
Yeah,
so,
man,
we'll find out if those guys are going to play Sunday, but they are not practicing at least today. Coming up in about 8 minutes, we're going to have fun. It's a Thursday, and we're going to have our Know Your Foe segment where our main man Evan gives us some trivia on the city and the teams that play in that city for the upcoming 49er opponent. And we'll
this
do that.
This is a big one. LA is big, Steiny, so he got a lot to choose from.
That makes 7, Steiny. Yeah, I know. But he said
banner number 8.
5. So what's the title I'm missing for the Golden State Warriors? They had 4 with Curry, they had the 75, they had the Philadelphia Warriors, I believe, in 67-68. Maybe your boy got it wrong.
Ooh,
am I forgetting a Warrior championship?
I would bet that you are.
I'm sure they had one in Philly that I'm not.
Raymond is the real internet, you know?
I was...
1947.
Okay, 19... 1, 2, 3... Okay. It was the Philadelphia 76ers that won it back in 67-68, not the Philadelphia Warriors. So 1947 and 1956, apparently they won a title.
You know what I'm thinking about right now as you say that?
Yeah.
Is this game waits for no one? Kittle, you know what I'm saying? Like, Steiny, I'm now thinking the Rams, it's a battle of attrition. Imagine going into this game if Kittle didn't get better or couldn't go. Now you're talking about, like, holy hell.
Well, don't cry about it too much.
I'm not
because
crying.
No matter what, the Rams are going to be more hurt than the Niners.
And I wonder if in a twisted world, is that going to help them band together and just give it all they got in regard to, like, Debo's not playing, C-Mac's not playing, Brock Purdy, let's show him why he was Mr. Irrelevant. Like, I mean, there's no way Kittle and anybody else can miss this game, Steiny.
Well, there's a way.
Yeah,
and maybe they're being very cautious with every player early in the season because they hope that they're playing deep into January and February. This is interesting from the 510. We referenced the Walter Payton After graduating from Jackson State, or in his senior year, played in a college all-star game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and Bill Belichick was watching the film, and he went over a couple of Peyton's runs in that game and said you could tell right away that this guy was going to be special.
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine a college all-star team playing against the Super Bowl champion, but according to the 510,
yes,
he says they didn't play preseason games, nor did they scrimmage with another team back then. So maybe that's why the game was played in the first place.
Man.
You know? 650, Steiny. You should have known the Warriors have 7 titles. You're getting the little T. That's fine. I'll take the little T.
Bring him back. Getting ready for the season.
I get years. I have problems keeping years straight. And you're right. I'd completely forgotten about 1947 and 1956.
When you hear
2 years that were,
I know we're getting ready for Evan. Yeah. I'm cutting you off, Jesus. When Evan, we're getting ready for Evan in this new segment, which I love, Stoney. Mm-hmm. But honestly, when I say Los Angeles Rams, what's the first player that comes to mind for you?
Lawrence McCutcheon. Lawrence McCutcheon.
Who was that?
He was a running back with like Ferragamo and those guys.
Oh, wow. All right.
I mean, Merlin Olsen?
No, Eric Dickerson for me. That's why I asked.
Dickerson? Yeah.
With the goggles and the curl, the Jerry curl.
Now I'm worried that McCutcheon didn't play for the Rams, but I know he did because that's the first. You know what Malcolm Gladwell says?
Well, who brought up the Rams? Warren Moon. Who was his guy? The quarterback? Gabriel.
Roman Gabriel.
Yeah, Roman Gabriel. All right, I thought that's where you got that from.
Lawrence McCutcheon.
Goo, you're old enough to know him.
Wow. Yeah, McCutcheon played 8 years with the Rams, gained 1,000 yards in 4 of them. Yeah, Lawrence McCutcheon was good.
Wow. Now, Uncle Looney is making me feel real old, Steiny, if this is true, because if he's old as Evan, Marshall Faulk is what comes to mind.
Sure.
But that means you're young. You know
if you say Marshall Faulk?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm surprised.
We're going back to the 70s, well,
I was
going to
say, what about Kurt Warner and those guys? But they weren't in L.A., I guess.
No, St. Louis.
669 says, and I agree. I agree with this one. Big game for Juwan Jennings on Sunday. I kind of agree with that.
When's he disappointed you, I guess?
No, I think he's the guy who's
big games are ramifications. Oh, you think he's just going to have a.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's a baller.
Yeah, I think, right now, I don't think anybody would take exception to me saying right now he's probably their most reliable receiver.
But nobody will remove Debo from the pressure cooker of the game. He's got the most, in regard to the streets, the fans, the pressure zone, IU, the most.
And Purdy, to my way of thinking, and Kyle Shanahan, and kind of the Niners. Can they win a game without their two big weapons?
And Sorensen.
Yeah.
Nobody's been talking about him.
Well, the big boys are hurt on offense, so I've been focusing a little more on the offense. But, no, the defense could use a better game than it played against the Minnesota Vikings.
That was a bad one, Steiner.
And
that game was about to be 27-7, and Minnesota would have earned all of that 27. And it could have been 34 had Fred Warner not picked off your boy in the red zone, which was a great play. That was the only blemish by Darnold.
I was hearing Shasky yesterday.
What did I miss? What did he say?
Well, you know.
Does he miss him?
Somebody said, if you take away the 97-yard reception, the 49ers defense was pretty good. And Shasky's like, yeah, but it happened.
Right. If my dad didn't meet my mom, I wouldn't be here.
And I would just say to you that... Yeah, Fred Warner made an interception, and he made a play.
Well,
that
it goes
he
to the Draymond doesn't
makes.
Get suspended in 16.
Exactly.
The Warriors win it.
Exactly.
And we'd be talking about ring the banner number 9. Number 9.
Yeah, okay. I guess, yeah, that's. Who's I talking to? Oh, my buddy Dana. Yeah, my buddy Dana.
Hey, have the people commented?
He mentioned you.
And I mentioned him, Dana Ali.
Yeah, but he.
Oh, boy.
He asked me a specific question about you, and I couldn't answer it.
You're wearing a nice Tulane t-shirt representing your daughter.
Yeah.
It's awesome, man.
Yeah. What? Wait,
there is some good in you. You're a good dad.
It's because I bought a shirt of the school that my daughter goes to.
But now it's your favorite team. You watched the whole game against Oklahoma and made me watch. I watched the whole game
against Kansas State, too. And yeah. I told you, they got a quarterback who's the real deal.
I've been hearing it. Bonte Shasky, my brothers, they were talking about the Kansas State quarterback. The great Dave Fleming joined them.
I thought you meant Fleming, the wide receiver for Tulane, who's nice. Bottom line is, it took me 7 weeks, and I'm now our station's college football expert.
I don't know how many laughing drops.
Bonte would be so hot about that.
If it were true.
All right. It is time for Know Your Foe.
Yeah.
It's that time of the week when Evan comes up with trivia about Los Angeles and all its teams.
Rodney King.
Evan, you have the floor.
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be taking it there, dude, but that's certainly a part of Los Angeles' history. We're going to be gravitating between the team as well as the city. So we'll start with, I don't know, something having to do with the Rams here. Since you guys were discussing, you know, the 1940s and, you know, back when Steiner roamed the earth, let's go to, what year did the Rams first move to Los Angeles?
Wow, Evan, Stoudy, I'm going to go first. I'm going to go 1972.
I'm going to say before that, 1970. Okay, 69, 68, 67.
Stop. How far
1946.
Oh, my
Jesus,
God.
Stoudy? What?
And we yep. should... That hurts to show.
Where did they move from and which team replaced them?
From
the Midwest.
St. Louis.
That's what I was going to say, actually. I wasn't.
That actually happened. But, oh, man.
They moved from Chicago, thank you.
Cleveland.
Peoria.
I got it.
The Cleveland Browns. The Paul Brown Cleveland Brown.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn, right. Steiny.
It's 1947, dude. Boy. What are we doing?
Yeah,
I'm not even, I know that.
All right, which Rams defensive end coined the term sack?
Deacon Jones.
That was my answer.
Yep.
They were bad.
I didn't know he coined it, though.
Yeah.
No, it was either going to be him or Merlin Olsen.
That was about the actor.
The Hallmark cards. Remember those?
All right. I think this might be in your wheelhouse. I'm not sure. All right. After retiring from the NFL, Rams defensive tackle Merlin Olsen appeared as a regular cast member on which TV show?
Little House on the Prairie.
Yes.
Attaboy. I didn't know if I wanted that one. That was a long time ago.
Let me tell you, I'm more desperate than you. I would have taken it no matter what. Yeah, he was also, I believe, a spokesman for Hallmark cards, if I'm not mistaken.
Hallmark.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Evan, this is awesome.
We're going to move around a bit. Let's go to Los Angeles. All right, I got this one here. Which of the Golden Girls actresses was named the honorary mayor of Hollywood in 1955?
I mean, I'll
Be Arthur.
I'll go with the obvious, Betty White.
It wasn't going to be Maude.
Who was the fourth? Wasn't it Maude Adams? She was the third. Hold on. People want to know.
Tonight's the night, like Betty White, Snoop Dogg.
Maude Adams. Am I right about that? Maybe not.
Well,
I don't see any Golden Girls. Anyway, who am I thinking of, old timers? Let's go.
Well, I'm not sure if you guys are hiking buffs, but what is the name of the type of yucca tree that is native to the American Southwest and lends its name to a California national park east of Los Angeles near Palm Springs?
I know it, I think.
The Yosemite.
No. Is it needles?
Oh, what would make you say
Yosemite
that?
Yosemite is just straight because east of here.
What's that?
I'm saying Yosemite is NorCal. Yeah.
Yosemite. Bad.
Inyo. Face.
I'm done, Evan.
I'm actually kind of surprised. I feel like this is a popular one.
Oh, and it's a tree?
It's a kind of tree. The park is named a specific kind of
Sequoia.
Well, it's the not, redwood.
It's a name. It, Joshua Tree.
Oh, man. You too.
Yeah. Have you ever been there?
No.
So yeah. it's in the middle of nowhere?
It's a national park called... Yeah.
And that's all they have there? That one tree?
It's beautiful. Get a life. All right.
Have you been there?
What?
Have you been there?
Yeah.
So... What's the allure?
Well, it's a beautiful place to hike.
I thought it was flat, and then there's just a tree in the middle, and that's it.
Well, as you know, as you move further away from the Pacific Ocean, Steiny,
okay,
even in Southern California, it does become a little more mountainous with a lot of wildlife and nature. Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to keep it moving here.
I was under the impression, maybe I'm wrong, that the Joshua Tree was just this tree. And it, like, grew in the middle of nowhere, and it was just fascinating how this tree could be in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yes, it's one tree, but there's a park built around it. It's not,
Yeah, so I was sold a bill of goods. Well,
okay. Anyways, this one's for you, Steiny, since I know you like Barbara Streisand. All right, the Streisand effect is named after Barbara, who tried to stop the publication of pictures that showed her home located in which L.A. County city?
Can I guess?
The Streisand effect is an effort to suppress information online. To stop
Ventura.
Bringing attention to it. Close, though.
That makes it worse. Steiny, give me some L.A. knowledge. Woodland Hills.
Los Angeles County.
Which L.A. County city?
Oh, my God. That was bad.
I think there is an L.A. County, though. Like, there's a San Francisco.
No, there might be. It's not it, though.
Pasadena.
Dude.
San Fernando.
Santa Barbara.
Long Beach.
I'm reading off the YouTube chat. I'm cheating.
Kern. San Bernardino, Riverside, Talar, Ventura. Here it is. This is the answer.
Oh, man. Oh,
Orange.
Tell us.
It's not.
It's Malibu.
Malibu.
Malibu. I didn't know there was a Malibu County.
Home, Silly of course, Valley.
You know what college is in Malibu, right?
See, this is like Stratomatic.
No, like I mean, everybody knows the big college in Malibu.
Yeah. The big college.
Pepperdine.
Hey, Evan, I've never been to the campus. Have you been to the campus?
I've never been to the campus of Pepperdine. It's beautiful.
Unbelievable.
We took Milan there.
Did you really?
Yep.
How is it?
It was awesome. It's beautiful.
It's like right on the beach, right? Yep.
And then we also went to, you didn't ask, UCLA. And they were summer hoop and let Daryl run with him for a couple times up and down the court, man.
Got it handed to him?
Look at Evan laugh. I took it easy.
Okay. All
right. Let's wrap up with a couple more Rams-related questions.
Got it handed.
Yeah, sorry. I do like my city trivia. All right, which Rams running back was nicknamed Crazy Legs?
I know that.
And they came up in Jeopardy. Remember, I went to it. Oh, that's...
Who is Elroy Hirsch?
Good job, man.
Who is? That wasn't the question.
You know, I thought it was Jeopardy.
All right.
Jeopardy.
That, wow, man.
Rue McClanahan.
Who's that?
And Maude Adams was a Bond girl. You're right. You're right.
All right, and finally, who was the first quarterback to throw for 400 yards in a Super Bowl? I'll give you a hint. He was a Ram.
Pat Hayden. It's Ferragamo.
No, not a Super Bowl.
You went to one?
I'm going to say...
It's not Jared Goff.
Jim Everett?
Stafford!
Roman Gabriel.
Jesus.
Don't.
1946,
don't
there's a lot of options.
Kurt Warner.
That it. But does that count?
No, because I took it off.
No,
D-Lew.
He was in St. Louis, though.
But I think he...
Yeah, he was a Ram.
Yeah.
Oh, he said Ram. He schnookered
his... Yeah, he did.
And included St. Louis.
Yeah, I think I passed. At least 80%.
Oh, boy.
What you got?
Evan under fire.
For what?
First of all, somebody's saying they closed Pepperdine a few... They did? Pepperdine's still a university. Somebody's saying there's no Malibu County. It's a part of L.A. County.
Which L.A. County city?
That's what he said. He's talking
to the dude who texted.
Because you tried to get to him to read that. Take it back to who you got it from.
I'm just wondering.
That was Evan. Yeah, that was good stuff Evan. Man.
Estelle Getty. That was the fourth.
Nick who?
Estelle
the Golden
Getty.
Girl.
She was Golden Girls were Estelle Getty, Rue McClanahan,
yeah.
Betty White, and
is that your phone?
That's yeah, spam.
Put it on silent, bud.
At least I'm not taking the call during the show.
The boss tweeted that. It was the Geek Squad.
Now I forgot the fourth one.
By the way, I really hope they didn't close Pepperdine because I think Santa Clara is supposed to play their volleyball program in a couple weeks.
Boy, this thing is full of wrong information.
Didn't Milan like Pepperdine?
Yeah. Didn't get in.
I think it's
for volleyball.
I think it's got a religious affiliation. It might be Jesuit or something like that. Oh! Just saying.
No, what religion are you? Catholic? Yeah, you told him.
Well, I went to Catholic school.
I got you.
Lapsed.
It fits.
I'm lapsed.
I'm a lapsed Catholic.
I got you.
Okay. You're wrong. There are hundreds of Joshua trees in the national park, not just one. And it's not a tree, but a lily.
But it is the greatest album. One of them. My top five.
What's your favorite song on that album?
Man, Stoney, I'll tell you on the other side.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, we still have a minute if you want to think about it.
No, it's a classic. So are you insinuating I don't know one song?
I'm insinuating you don't know one song on that album.
Now, that's what hurts our relationship. It really does.
Well.
So I won't stoop to your level and give you a song.
I can see you over there.
I'm done playing the heel.
I can see you over there on Google.
Oh, please.
I can see you.
People really don't like this black hoodie.
The problem, though, is I don't even know what songs are on that album. Because, like, I know.
I do.
No, you know a lot of U2 songs, but you don't know for sure
that's
if they're
the
on that album.
That's the greatest album, along with Phil Collins.
That's a song.
Yeah, I know, but that album.
What's the album called?
If you give me a second, you know what?
Do me a favor. Try to get one thing right in the next 20 seconds.
God,
all right. Coming up on the other side, crossover time. Oh, boy, that'll be a lot of fun with Willard and Dibs.
Well, you talk a lot on them, so people think you have fun.
Yeah, I don't.
Dibs and I just sat out the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We've been texting each other.
Willard actually tried to maintain that he has no implicit bias. And we know that's incorrect on 95.7, The Game.